Well, welcome to the online service of the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and I thank you for tuning in. You know, this past week, November the 11th, was Veterans Day, and we are grateful and thankful for the men and women who have served to keep this country free, and we thank God for them. So I hope and pray that you remembered them on November the 11th this past week, and I'm sure most people hearing my voice have have a special place in their heart for the veterans and of our country. So with that, I wanted to keep on with our Proverbs, study of Proverbs, or Pastor's Thoughts about Proverbs, with chapter 4 this week. It's interesting because we just sang a song at the closing of the service on Sunday at church, and it might have been on the online service too, I'm not sure. But it was simply entitled Give Thanks. Now, I'm not a singer, as you well know, but one that always kind of helps me is Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Give Thanks for the Holy One. Well, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 from the New Living Translation says this: Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We as people, sometimes you hear people, well, you know, so-and-so broke my heart. Or you were the one to steal somebody's heart. That happens sometimes too. But now our hearts aren't really being fractured, are they? And we're not in the business of stealing or hijacking hearts. So what do we really mean in our culture that the physical heart is a metaphor for the place that we experience our emotions? Well, the ancient Israelites also saw the physical heart as the center of emotion, and to them, through the heart, we also like our ideas of the brain, or the center of our thought, from secret places of our heart. We cook up schemes, both good and evil. Now, I know we're not doing no evil, those of us who are at Bethel here, but you know, sometimes cooking up schemes, both good or evil, dream up ideas, and convince our deepest desires. Ultimately, it was the place that we made our choices. And that's what I want to emphasize on the writer of Proverbs, but especially Proverbs chapter 4, because the proverb calls us to safeguard our heart, for everything we do flows from it. But what about the physical heart? Well, our heart rate are 70 to 75 beats per minute. Though weighing only 11 ounces on average is what the medical people say, is what a healthy heart weighs. The heart pumps 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels every day. Wow, that's something really mind-boggling, isn't it? But every day, the heart creates enough energy to drive a truck 20 miles in a lifetime. That's the equivalent of driving to the moon and back. A healthy heart can do amazing things. Conversely, if our heart malfunctions, our whole body shuts down. You know, we have people that have a heart attack, and they have these things now that they can revive them and get them to the hospital when our heart shuts down, and that shock of electrical energy gets the heart pumping again. But I also want to think about our spiritual heart. Because in the scripture, heart represents the center of our emotions, as I said earlier, thinking and reasoning. It's the command center of our life, if you would. So when we read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 from the New King James Version, it says, "Keep your heart with all diligence." It makes a lot of sense. But it's difficult advice to keep, isn't it? Because life always makes demands upon our time and our energy that cry out for immediate attention. I struggle with that too, trying to do this and trying to do that. But by comparison, taking time to hear God's word and to do what it says may not shout quietly or so loudly. We may not notice the consequences of neglect right away, but over time, it may give way to a spiritual heart attack. It's so important that we look at God's Word every day. And that's why I had suggested and going to continue to do this as we did before COVID, we started studying the book of Proverbs. As the world says, apple a day keeps the devil away. I think God's word says, but a proverb a day will keep the devil away. So I'm thankful, and I hope and pray that you are, that God has given us his word in writing. We need help not to neglect it, but we can do it just one moment at a time. The little Our Daily Bread devotion or the Upper Room is a good way to kind of just to get a little bit of God's word into your life every day. But I challenge you and hope and pray that you do this week. Read chapter 4 of Proverbs. It's not that many verses, and as I say, you can. It's got 27 verses. As I say, you can read it very quickly, but don't pass over the meaning and the information's in there. But you can read over it very quickly and put that Word of God deep down in your heart. The Vacation Bible School stuff that we used to do, those little songs. Put God's Word deep in your heart. So the book of Proverbs comprises of three different parts. Now we know that King Solomon wrote most of them, but I don't think he wrote all of them, but there's a few other people that authored the book of Proverbs. But King Solomon was really sharing with this particular verse, chapter 4, he was sharing his heart with his son or a disciple. You know, we have spiritual sons and daughters. Encouraging them to walk wisely by pursuing relationships with the Creator. That's a good thing. And following the series of encouragements, the second part of the book of Proverbs from chapters 10 through 29 contain the proverbs that make it famous. And the one that I really like is, being that I have a wonderful wife, is Proverbs 31. It's celebration of a woman's strength. And thank God for women. Amen. Thank God for the women of the church, because the women of the church in trying times kept the church going. Look about even the time of war. Go back to the turn of the last century with the women who were rallied up and they got their rights and they did many other things. And then they kept the thing going. Rosie the Riveter. Some of you old enough to remember that. Rosie the Riveter, you know, they went to work in the factories and making the machines and the war stuff, and they kept the country going while the men was overseas fighting the war. And we just thank God for women. So Proverbs 31 is a really good one. So that's what the whole book of Proverbs is about. So I hope and pray that you take time to read the book of Proverbs. But prayer is also an important part, and prayer is a part of what we do as individually and corporately. You know, we don't want to be nosy, because the word sanctuary, which is in church when people lift up their thoughts and prayers and different things and joys and so forth, we don't do that to be nosy or to be rumored or anything like that. We do it in a sanctuary because that's a safe place to lift up your joys and your concerns and your prayer requests. Jesus said the same thing, is about when you pray, go into your closet and don't do as the Pharisees and the Sadducees do out in public with their, you know. So go into your closet. What he means by that is a quiet place, some place that you can just spend time with God in prayer. God loves you. He wants to hear from you. And he is so grateful that you take a moment or two and say, Father, I got all these challenges and I need your advice. And I can guarantee you through his word, a written word, and even through the Holy Spirit, he will help you. So prayer, talking to the Father. Judy sings a song that I really love and trying to get her to do it again someday soon. I'll talk to the Father for you. Now, as a pastor, sometimes when we do intercessory prayers, that's what we're doing. We're talking to the Father for you. But you don't need a preacher. You don't need anybody. You can go directly to the throne of grace by saying, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I need a little advice, and I need to talk to you. That's what's the most beautiful thing about Christianity. We are not a religion. We are a relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ. A personal relationship. You know, it's just like personal friends and so forth. All the personal relationships with friends are a little different. And we're all at a different point in our life or our spiritual walk. So that's why we call it personal, because it's not generic for everybody. God loves you and God wants to hear from you. So I hope and pray that you have a little time of devotion and a little time of prayer with God. And we're certainly always open and welcome to do any intercessory prayers or anything. So please don't think that we're not interested in hearing your prayers, because sometimes we just need a little help and a little bit of advice. And we can get some worldly advice, some spiritual advice from brothers and sisters, but then make sure that the Holy Spirit affirms that in your own devotion with the Lord. So with the disciples, and they were traveling with Jesus those 3 years in his ministry here on earth before he went home to be with the Father. They spent time together after a whole day of ministry. They walked everywhere they went, you know. And so at the end of the day, they were pretty tired. So they would sit and build a fire and talk and eat while they were talking, and then Jesus would go off by himself. And one day the disciples said, "Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that?" "Well, you know, I am God, that's for sure." That's Ralphie's. You know, this is from the book of Ralphie, so you don't have to take this for what it's worth. But this is what I think. If I was there, I think that's what would happen. And they were wondering why he went off by himself. And he simply told them, "Well, I'm God, you know, and but I'm in this fleshly body right now, so I have to eat and take care of myself just like you guys do. But I also need to take time to talk to the Father." Talk to the Father, yeah. Can we do that? Jesus said, "You betcha. I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer together. Join me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Well, thank you for tuning in to the online service of Thoughts and Prayers. Have a wonderful day.